Sunday the 10th of May, Tessa Zion Eel, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Matan Torah.
Reshus the Tzibur, very easily said, Matan Torah, it's not so easy as it looks. I think that following the Shia today will ask Bianca to continue better learning Halacha. This is the basic message of today's Shia Mitzvah Hashem. Die Gemara sagt, Dorash Rab Simoel, Besho Shikdimu Yisrael Naase Lenishma. When Klal Yisrael said, Naase Lenishma, we are ready to be Mekabel the Torah, we are ready to do anything the Yibishter will tell us to do, let's listen. So they were Makdim. First they said, we are ready to do, and then they wanted to listen. Naase Lenishma. Bo shishim riboy shel malach ha-shores, malachim came from heaven, lekol echod ve-echod mi-Yisroel kosh lo shnei tzorim. Each yid received two crowns. Echod keneged nase ve-echod keneged nishma. Because they first said nase and then nishma, they received two tzorim. The kibun shechotu Yisrael, by the chetu eagle, the klal Yisrael made an eagle, they lost the crowns. Yordu mei ve'esim ribe malach amonim u'pikro, they took them off. And the pasuk said, by his natzlu b'nei Yisrael, es edyom mehar choyrev. Nas v'nishma, nevazuiche, to took sorry. Chetu eagle, unfortunately they lost it. And as we know, Rashi brings the Parshas Chukas, Pora Adumo was the kapora on the Chet Eigel. So what's the idea that Nasim and Nishma you receive two ksorim, two crowns, Chet Eigel you lose it, and Pora Adumo is once again a kapora. It doesn't say Mefurish that they received back the ksorim, but the Amed Roshim that after the kapora they did receive it back. What is Nase v'Nishma? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Happy should be Moshe on his good fortune. Ki eved ne'emon koroso loy. The Rebbeinu Shloim called Moshe Rabbeinu a devoted servant. Yismach Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that took out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was one who made all the makas through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was there by Kriyas Yamsuf, he was there by Matan Torah. But what is the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? Where the Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi? What is the good fortune of Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki eved ne'emon korosoloi. The Rebbeinu Shlom called him a devoted servant. In the whole Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu had many appointments, but in the final words of the Torah, Vayomos Moshe Eved Hashem. The hesped which the Torah said of Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was an Eved Hashem, a servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you look in Nach, most places where Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned, he is mentioned as an Eved Hashem. What is the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu being an Eved Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu who took out Eden from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moistra HaTorah, was there at the Mount of Sinai where the Torah was given. Moshe Rabbeinu made Kriyas Yamsuf. What is Eved Hashem? We all know that Avraham Avinu had Eser Nisyonis. The Rebbeinu Shlom tried him out, he had 10 trials to see his greatness. The first one the Medrash says was, Lech lecho me'artzecho umuladetcho, leave your place and go to Eretz Canaan, go to Eretz Israel. And the Mephoshim asked, Avraham Avinu previously had another trial, Kifshon Ha'ish, but he broke all the idols, they took him and put him into fire, and he was ready to give away his life for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to sacrifice his life for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why wasn't this the first trial? Why the first Rai Lech Lechom Arzucho? And that's the Yisod, the message I want to tell you today. Kif Shon Ho'esh, Avraham Avinu sacrificed his life, but no one told him to do it. It was not a Tzivu Hashem, it wasn't the command of the Rebbeinu Shloilu he should do it. He did it on his own understanding. He felt that because of Avodah Zarah, he had to break it. There were idols, he had to break it, he had to destroy it. And he was ready to sacrifice his life on his own understanding. There was no command, there was no tzivu he should do it. The first tzivu Avraham Avinu had was, Lech Lechom Atzcho, the Rebbeinu Shloilom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech Lecho. And by doing it, he fulfilled the tzivu of Hashem. That's a trial. This is a madrega. What you do on your own understanding is gewaldig. But that's not the madrega the Rebbeinu Shloilom wants from us. The madrega the Eibishter wants from us is fulfill, do what I tell you to do. And it's much more than that. Lech lecho ma'artzecho memuladetcho el ha'oretz ashera eko. The Rebbeinu Shloilom didn't tell him where to go. He had no idea where he was going to. So what is he doing? No aim? No goal? What is he doing? I'm doing the Rotzen Hashem. I have no idea where I'm going to get to. El ha'oretz ashera eko. Go! Litten schara upsia upsia. Wherever he went, he made the Rotzen Hashem. That's the madrige of Avraham Avinu. That's the madrige of Klal Yisrael. It's not far from Pesach, and I think we can say in our age we are not far off next Pesach. Holachmo anyo da cholo avosono ba'aro de Mitzrayim. This is the pool bread which we ate in Mitzrayim. So my tata saying, so sagt er so, the first time Klal Yisrael ate matzahs was in Mitzrayim. The night before we left Mitzrayim, we had a mitzvah of eating matzah and korban Pesach. Let's imagine, if someone would come up to a yid in Mitzrayim and ask him, could you explain me what kind of mitzvah the matzah is? No idea. You're asking a good question. Why eating matzah? Why? 12 hours later, you would ask a child of 10, do you know why we have a mitzvah of matzah? Naturally I know. Because we had to leave Mitzrayim so quick. And we had the dough. And we didn't have time to bake it. So we had to make matzah. It was baked matzah by the sun. Matzah zushon lo'ochnem al shumo. Why are we eating matzah, we say later on in the Agoda. Actually, he's big up, we say no. Because we left Mitzrayim, so the matzah is the symbol of Yitzias Mitzrayim. 12 hours earlier, no one had an idea what the mitzvah of matzah is. We do it, the Eibishter said we do it. 12 hours later, everyone knew what it is. Now the question is, when we eat matzah today, what should be our approach? Should we eat matzah as Eden ate matzah in Mitzrayim? We do it because the Eibishter said, without knowing why, what and when. Or should we do it because now we know what it is? Zog the Baal HaGadol. When you approach a mitzvah, Holach ma'ano diacholo avosono ba'aro de Mitzrayim. Our approach to a mitzvah should be, we do it in the same way as Klal Yisrael did it in Mitzrayim without knowing what the reason is. We do it because it's a mitzvah. It's a tzivuy Hashem. After we have accepted the mitzvah, because it's a tzivuy Hashem, later on we can say, matzah zushon oichlen al shumo. Now we can ask questions after we accepted the mitzvah. Tok de Bisa Levi, to the Apostle Gintilim in Confutas, Tuv tam vodas lamdeni. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach us the reason of the mitzvahs. Ki be mitzvesecho he'emonti. Because anyway we have emunah ha-mitzvah. After we have emunah the mitzvah, we do the tzibur Hashem, we can ask questions. Tuv tam v'das lamdeini. We ask Hashem, teach us. We want to understand the mitzvahs. Why? Ki be mitzvesecho he'emonti. Because anyway, believe in the mitzvahs. The Dumna Magid asks the Kasha. We know there's two lavim in the Torah. Bal Toisif or Bal Tigra. We're not allowed to add on mitzvahs in any way. We're not allowed to add in the actual mitzvah, adding to the tzitzis, adding to Bichas Koyhanim. We're not allowed to add extra mitzvahs. Bal Toisif to make from Tariyah from 630, we're not allowed. Bal Tigra. We're not allowed to take away from mitzvahs. Asa Dubna Magid. Well, we can understand Baltigra. If the Eibishter gives us mitzvahs, we're not allowed to cut out mitzvahs. But why not Baltoisif? Why are we not allowed to add mitzvahs? So the Eibishter gives 613 and we add a few mitzvahs. So what? So he gives a moshel. He said someone went up to his friend and he asked him, can he lend me a candlestick? He took a candlestick. The next day, he gives him back two. The candlestick and another small candlestick. So he asked him, what's the second candlestick? So I don't know. In the middle of the night, the candlestick gave birth to another candlestick. So your candlestick gave birth to a candlestick. I give it to you. Okay, he took it. Next time he came and wanted to borrow two candlesticks. Came to give it back, he only gave back one. Said, where the other one? Unfortunately, he died in the middle of the night. So that is stupid. Candlestick died in the middle of the night. Said, well, if it can give birth, it can die as well. If we will start Bal Toisif to add the mitzvahs, then we'll come to Bal Tigra to take off mitzvahs. Mitzvahs was given by the Rabbein Shiloilam. We accepted it and we do it as a Tzivui Hashem. We do not add, we do not distract. We do it as it was given. For 40 years, Klal Yisrael went to the Midbar. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. They had no idea they came. There were 600,000, but 3 million people at least. 3 million people left Mitzrayim. So wherever they moved, there was some kind of moving. And they had opened all their things, and they had no idea. I was staying here for a week. I was staying here for a night. I was staying here for a year. The apostle said there were times they came, after a few days, they had to go on. Sometimes they came, they thought, no, one thing a few days, they had to stay a few years. Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu. It was a life which was only guided by Rotzen Hashem. They couldn't add their seichel. They did what the Rabbi Nishlelim said. For 40 years, they had to learn and get used to the idea before going to Yisrael. We do what the Rabbi Nishlelim tells us to do. Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisrael. The Bris Kirov, Zechoyin Elevrocha, told once, my father was saying, Gesunti Bod Lechaim, that most shyless, fakers, which I have in life, I decide on a siddur. I take out a siddur which tells us, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Limud HaTorah, the learning of Torah is above anything and everything in life. So whatever I have to decide, I decide one shyless I've got. What will be better for Limud HaTorah? And whatever is better for Limud HaTorah, I do. And the MS, most shyless, you can decide on it. Should I go in this kind of business or this kind of business? Well, will it disturb Yishurim? Will it not disturb Yishurim? Which business will be more disturbing? Which will be less disturbing? Should I have Sholem Bayis or shouldn't I have Sholem Bayis? Well, I can tell you, if you have Sholem Bayis, you can have more Limud HaTorah. So you decide on working on Sholem Bayis. Whatever you do, where should I live? Whatever you do, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisou. Naturally, people do get emotional in Kedusha, in holiness, many times. But it's the same danger. We have to keep to the Tzivu Hashem. Shloishes in Mehagbolas, 3 days before Shavuos, we have Shloishes in Mehagbolas. Those 3 days had two parts in it. The one of Kedusha, Rishon Min Ho'isho, everyone had to live 3 days be Kedusha Betahara. And it was Hagbola, don't go on Har Sinai. There are two reasons people Cholila Bechas can leave Torah, can be distracted from Torah. Or because of Tumah Chas V'Sholem, he gets away far away. Or he got so emotional that he's over the Halochas, because of his emotion of Kedusha. Need both Shloishes and Mehagbola, need both of them. Keep to Tahara and don't go further than you're allowed to go. Mishkan, building a Mishkan, there was no greater emotional of Kedusha than making a Mishkan. Bringing Chorbonus, it's gewaldig. So the Torah, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, about 50 times. You do a Mishkan, you make a Mishkan. You are very emotional in Kedusha, but still, Kasher Tziva Hashem. If the Oron would be a tefach out of its size, if the Mizbeach would be a tefer out of his size, it wouldn't be a Mishkan. Kasher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Be happy Moshe Rabbeinu with your good fortune. Ki eved ne'mon korosoloi. Because the Eibishter said, Moshe Rabbeinu is a devoted servant. That's the greatest title a Yid can get. The Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbeinu a crown on his head. So Matzatz was ein gesund. Usually a servant is a contradiction to a crown. A crown is a king. Someone is not a servant. A servant, a crown, yo. When it comes to Abdus Hashem, being a servant of Ribbono Shel Olam, the greater you are a servant, the more you are devoted, the greater the crown you get. The beauty of a person is he can feel, he goes to sleep, Hamapil, he says Hamapil when he says it, he feels, today I have fulfilled my duty to Hashem. Then he can say, Val Roishi Shchinas Keil. Everyone says it. Not only Moshe Rabbeinu, not only the Hashem, not only the Vilna Gaon. Every Yid. When can he say it? When he fulfilled his duty by fulfilling the will of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Ne'eman, Klil Tiferes Beroishu Nesateloi. If Klal Yisrael would have said, Nishma V'Naase, let's listen what the Moshlem wants, and let us decide if we are going to do it, would be a wonderful idea, but not a devoted servant. Nase v'nishma. Whatever Hashem will tell us, we'll do. Then we'll understand. Tuv tam v'das lam deini. Kibem itasecho he'emonti. Nase v'nishma. Then the Malachim came and gave every Yid two crowns. The beauty of Nase v'nishma is a special beauty because it's an Eved Ne'eman, devoted servants to Hashem, ready to fulfill the will of Hashem, not on our understanding, but on the Rotzen Hashem. Unfortunately, when the eagle came, the Mephoshim say the clouds of head, their will was great, their ideas were gewaldig, but it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. It was Nishma. It was emotional. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come back. We have to find a way how to serve Hashem. And they found a way. And might be it was a way at the time, but it wasn't Nase v'Nishma. It wasn't fulfilling the will, the tzivu of Hashem. They lost the beauty and pride of Nase v'Nishma. Then Por HaAdumah came. Por HaAdumah is a chok. No one can understand Pora Adumo. It's Metairas Atmeim, it's Metames Atachoyrim. Zois Chukas Hatoyro. Klal Yisrael once again accepted the idea of Naase Venishma. Doing the will of Hashem. If we understand, if we don't understand. It's not so easy, to be honest. It's much easier to fulfill an emotional Kedusha than to fulfill a mitzvah, a tzivu of Hashem. It's much easier, honestly, to say 10 times Pirkei Shiro than to check the tefillin, are the tefillin kosher? Is my mezuzah kosher? Was my krishma today al pi halocha, al pi diktuk? That is the will. This is Naase V'Nishma. How can one be Zoyche that his wish and will should be to do his duty as a servant to Hashem? It can only be through Torah. The Rambam tells us that David HaMelech had a big problem with the Roshoyim and Apikosim, who used to ask questions of the Halacha of the Torah, why, when, what. And the only thing that saved David HaMelech was Limud HaTorah. He learned the Torah, and the Chaznish said, the more they learn the Torah, he came to feel, oh, this is my duty to fulfill a mitzvah. How great we feel when we have eaten the matzah umorah, the kezesim, we were mekayim the halacha. The greatest zchus of a person is to be an eved Hashem. Ke'eved ne'emon koros eloi. I'll tell you the Loshon Rambam. V'kamo hoyu David HaMelech mitztayer. How much pain did David HaMelech have? Min ha'minim u'min ha'akim, from the goyim and from the apikosim. So he meshivin ala chukim, used to ask questions on the chukah toiro, on those parts of the Torah which we do not understand, like Pora Adumo, like Matzah before we left Mitzrayim. Because man shoy roitvnoise betshuvas ha'sheker. And the more they used to come with this kind of question, hoyo moisiv dveikus batoiro, he added another shir. Let's learn another half hour. Let's see the greatness of the Torah. We do find that we are allowed to add a chosid does lefnim mishuras hadin more than the halacha. Or the Mishnah tells us it's got to be an addition to the halacha, stronger the halacha, not cholile, if it can touch anything. Nev Shechaim tells us those people who make preparation in the morning for Shachas and for Krishna, the preparation is so great that they are over the Zman Krishna. They did their emotional part, but they have lost to fulfill their duty. I once heard a word, I think I heard it from Rabbi Volgovich, the Gates of the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh once. Don't know if you learned any time, Mr. Shorin, Mr. Shorin starts off, Yesoid HaChasidus, V'shoira Shu'avoido, the foundation of Chasidus, and the Shoirash, what Shoirash knew? The roots of Avoido. What is the foundation of Chasidus and the root of Avoido? Ushiz Barvis Ametzitzel Ha'odom, a person should have clear before himself what his tachlis is in this world. If someone is going to sin, what do I have to do? Why did I come here? It brings two things. It brings to avoido and it brings to chassidus. But on chassidus, the Mesidah Shalom tells it is suida chassidus. And on avoido, avoido Hashem, it's a shoirish. What's the difference between a root and a foundation? A foundation, you make a foundation, you are ready to build. But it's up to you to decide if you want to build or not. Many times we do on a foundation that we don't build for years. The foundation is there to make you possible to build if you want. You don't have to build. If you put a root into the ground, it's bound to grow. You can't stop a root. A root which doesn't grow is not a root. If anyone is misboinen and thinks, why did I come onto this world? What is the purpose of us being here? It has two results. It is bound, it's a root, that you got to do something and avoid something for the Rabbeinu Shloilam, something spiritual. But it's not a root for Hasidus. You don't have to go above. Avoid is good enough. It's a foundation for Hasidus and a root for Avoidus Hashem. Zog dem Messias Shorim in Shar HaChassidus. V'hine Shoyresh HaChassidus. What is the root of Chassidus? Hushumare umashorinu Chazal, what Chazal told us and tells us. Ashrei Misha Amodoi Batoiro. If you learn Torah, it is not only a foundation for Chassidus, it's a Shoyresh for Chassidus. Torah gives you the love of fulfilling mitzvahs. If you learn in halacha, as Rabbi Yanke mentioned before, you're going to have a shaila tomorrow night, believe me, you're going to have a different lag bo'imah. You know exactly what you're allowed to say, what not allowed to say. Every detail. It's a purpose of life. It's a fulfillment in life. Being an Eved Hashem. And believe me, if you go to visit a great person, usually the great people are extremely broad-minded. I can tell you. All the choshev rabbonos min chachomim are broad-minded as anything. And when it comes to a detail of Torah, they're narrow-minded to the detail of the detail of the detail. Hashetzivu Hashem es Moshe. God, the vision, the wisdom, the understanding of Torah, brings one result. Na'aseh v'nishma. We do the Rotzon Hashem. Then we'll try to understand why. And usually it does come later on. When you do the Rotzon Hashem, we fulfill mitzvahs. And we got to remember, we have to be able to go to sleep with the words, V'al roishi shechinas keil. The Shechina, the Rabbein Shlolim, is on my head. Why? Why am I zicha today to have the klil tiferes b'roishoy, to have the crown of Naseh v'nishma? Because I fulfilled the Rotzon Hashem. I did what I was told to do and did not do what I was told not to do. I was mekayim bal toisim and bal tigra. Matan Torah has got many, many ingredients in it. We can say 10 droshes on Matan Torah and still not touch the even a drop of the iceberg. But the sod, the foundation is fulfilling our duty to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Putting on tefillin, saying Kriya Shema, being mekayim mitzvos tzitzis, eating kosher, even looks so simple, Baruch Hashem. No, we are fulfilling the duty of Hashem. Shmiras Shabbos in its detail. We are fulfilling for 24 hours. Why do we feel so great on Pesach? Because for 8 days we are continuously doing the duty of Hashem. Being careful, Cholila, from Chometz. Being behind the mitzvahs of Pesach. There is no greater madrege and greater beauty and greater kedusha than being an Eved Hashem. Umotzoso eslovovoi nemon lefonechos of the Rabbein Shlomo of Avraham Avinu have found him to be devoted b'ne'emonis. Let us prepare ourselves those few weeks we still have before Matan Torah, to be ready for Naseh v'Nishma. We are ready to be servants of Hashem. We are ready to fulfill our duty as servants of Hashem. And then we'll be Zoyche Tovshin Samachtes to a special and unique Kabbalah Satorah on Emir Tzashem Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Bebi'as Goyel Tzedek Bimheiro V'Yomeinu Amin.